that budget.
Mosquitoes,
Too a lot around here?
No, not too many. They have a lot of mosquitoes like it used to be.
Yeah. How about those little tiny bugs that get in your skin and raise a little red bump there? Your hand?
Red bump?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where do they usually stay?
They stay in the woods and on the trees and the box and things like that.
You ever get bit by them?
Yes, yes.
It's what I know.
It's like the people should be scratched.
How about those bugs that they're green and brown, they kind of pop around during the spring and in the summer? And some of them really get big. I've seen some of them about 2-3 inches big. They eat all the grass and sometimes they put out a bring out tobacco or something, stain your skin. Something like that. You ever heard it called like grasshopper?
Oh, yeah. That's something else I'm seeing like we used to the grasshopper.
Mm-hmm. Did you call them grasshopper?
Oh, yeah, we call them the grasshopper.
You ever call them a hop of grass?
No, they always said grasshopper.
Okay. What is it that those spiders make?
Webs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is there a lot of...
Not too many.
Yeah.
Don't see them like we used to.
Uh-huh. What would you call the part of the tree that's under the ground? We were talking about orchards and trees and stuff.
The trunk, the body, the stump, the roots.
Yeah, yeah. Did you ever know anybody that made medicine out of them?
Well, I've heard it said that there was a certain tree, or I forgot the name of it, to take it and make it, and boil it and make them for sales.
Did it work?
Yeah, and I heard it said that it was what you call a sassafras tea.
Oh, yeah.
Take it, the roots, and boil and make tea out of it. Finest thing in the world for your liver and stomach. Sassafras tea.
Yeah, I've heard of that, but I've never tried it.
It's good. Put a little sugar in it. It turned color a good brown coffee, like, my old mother, when she was coming up, was boys, at a certain time of year, you'd go out and dig up the roots of those sassafras bushes.
Mm-hmm.
Cut them up in little parts about like that. Sometimes eat the whole root, put it in the flour sack, and take and hang it up.
Yeah.
And let it dry, and then turn around, and you're ready to make us some sassafras tea. Get out what we need and reach it off, and boil the piss out of it.
Mm-hmm. Been drinking, huh?
Yeah,
anything.
Oh,
yeah. What kind of tree is it that you get syrup from? Isn't there some kind of tree that,
Well, there's what you call a maple tree. Yeah, it's in the same amount of that stuff you used to say.
You ever tried maple syrup from a maple tree? What would you call a place that where there's a big group of these trees, like just a whole?
They'd say, like an orchard or something. So.
Mm-hmm. What would you call it, a sugar orchard? Or?
Well, yeah. And if you was talking about it, when I'm taking a look, we'd say now there's a orchard or the something.
Oh, okay. What kind of tree is it that has really broad leaves and they shed all at once? And it's some people use that wood for chopping blocks, for cutting up meat.
Oh, well, there's a big oak tree now. It's got the big